Good morning. You are joining us now on the scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and today I am talking with my new friend, Terry Ritter, local artist and one of the organizers of a really fun event that's coming up. Some really exciting things that are happening coming up for our art community. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you for having me here with you, Laura.
So, Terry, how long have you been an artist?
I studied art all through school, and then I quit and went back to art in my 50s. So I'd say for the last 20 years, I've been exploring different things from watercolor to acrylics and have settled on fluid art.
Okay. Now, let's talk more about fluid art and what that means in a minute, but let's go back. So you said that you studied art in school. Where did you go to school? What did you study?
I grew up in Florida, in Sarasota, where John Ringling Museum and School of Art is. And art was just part of, all the way from first grade through high school. Art was available for you to study and to take.
How lucky.
Yeah, it was.
How very lucky. So you had art classes every day?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so when you did go into, did you study this in college?
I started college, then I quit, and I became a flight attendant for 30 years.
Okay, that's a whole other story.
It's a whole other story.
That's exciting.
And I went back to college in my 30s, when I turned 30, and studied art history and that side of art, but not the creative side. And then when I had to take a early retirement due to an injury at work, my husband says, he brought me a paint set of acrylics and said, let's go back, go do it.
Go back to the roots.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Okay. So, okay. Go back just one moment. I have all these questions now.
That's
you
good.
Dropped all these bombs into our conversation and now I need some clarity. Okay. So you went back to school and studied art history. Did you think you wanted to go into education or were you just looking to expand your knowledge of art or what were your hopes for that degree?
Actually, it was an elective.
Okay.
And I loved art and I had been able to see so many wonderful art museums around the world. It just seemed like a good fit, but I was, my major, I had a dual major of political science and speech communications. And so art was just kind of floating underneath there.
Okay. And then another bomb dropped into the conversation. Let's go back even more. Political science and communication. That's, I mean, it could go hand in hand with art, but it could also be extremely far away from art. How did you use those degrees together to create a career for yourself or a path?
I think the communication is what I hang on to now. The politics, I try to stay off to the side.
Sister. Yes.
If we want to create art, and I'm the president at the Cookeville Art Studio and Gallery, and my philosophy there is all of that stays outside because I want you to come in and have fun. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to get into politics. I just want you to come and create.
Yeah, politics really gets in the way of creativity, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. So, okay, let's flash forward now.
Okay.
Cookeville Art Studio and Gallery. Tell me about this. Tell me about this organization.
We have been around as either by three different names for 67 years.
Holy cow.
Yeah. We've been in our building since 1978.
And where is the building?
The building is at 186 South Walnut Avenue. We share a building with the Senior Center. Mm-hmm. They're one business and we're the other business. We have about 3,300 square feet. We have an 1,100 square foot gallery with a new show every month.
Wow.
By local artists. And now we've opened our gallery up to all of Tennessee. Mm. And we've got applications coming in from all over.
That's wonderful. And so your monthly shows, are they well attended? Do you feel like people know about these or still, I mean?
We're still trying. When I got on the board 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I felt that probably 99% of Cookeville didn't know we existed. Mm. So my goal has been to get us out there to let people know we're there. Our shows are free. Mm. Our artwork is for sale. Mm. There's work there. There's no reason to go to big cities. You could go to there and buy beautiful paintings and sculpture and ceramics.
And we have so many local artists here that are really needing a place to exhibit their work. And this is a great opportunity for them.
Well, and our members get, our membership is only like $40 a year.
Oh, wow.
And they get two shows. They get two member shows a year, plus they can sign up to show. We have places all over the city that our artists display work.
Huh.
Banks and restaurants and just you name it. We're probably there.
Yeah. So you have education opportunities and you have gallery opportunities, but it sounds like you're really advocates for the artists in the community.
Absolutely. And we're also advocates for education. Huh. We have classes for children. classes for every age, but we do have classes for six-year-olds on up.
This is very exciting. Okay, we're going to talk more with Terry Ritter when we're back on the scene in just a few moments. You are back on the scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway. We're talking with Terry Ritter of Cookeville Art Studio and Gallery. Some really exciting things that are coming up there as far as shows, but I want to talk about on an everyday, weekly, monthly basis, what can people come and do at the facility there?
Well, if you were to go in there today, the gallery is open, so you can tour the gallery. You could buy Christmas presents, or you could go over into our studio. We have a huge studio where we teach classes, and there's an oil painting class today. There was an oil painting last night. There were ceramics yesterday. Tuesday was watercolor.
Oh, wow.
And then Monday is the kids. We have two sets of kids classes on Monday afternoons and evening.
Very exciting. And so it sounds like there's always something going on there.
We try to have something. And then on Saturdays, we do workshops. Hmm. It'll be something different. Like on October 19th, Marcella Rowe is doing a mixed media. And I can't wait to take her class. I have this brace on my hand and I'm hoping it's gone because she's so talented. And yeah. I just want to learn more of what she does.
Yeah, what a good opportunity for artists to learn from other mm-hmm. artists and kind of have this shared space to create together. That's really exciting.
And we keep our class fees very low. And we only charge. So if you have a child or even an adult, and let's say you start the oil class, mm-hmm. and you can't make it every week, you only pay for the class you come to. Mm,
that's very nice. Yeah, which is really handy, especially with kids' classes, because yeah. things come up. And yeah.
And most of that fee that's paid goes to the teacher.
Mm, which is really important too.
It is. And a lot of the classes include all the materials.
Huh.
So for instance, our kids' classes are $20. Includes all the materials
that
for whatever they're
exciting.
Doing.
Okay, so if someone is just tuning in right now and they want to find out more about these classes, what's the best way for people to sign up or find out more information?
They can call. They can go to our website. Our calendar has the classes. And if you click on it on the calendar, it takes you right to the artist mm. that is teaching that class.
What's the website?
Cookevilleart.com.
Cookevilleart.com. Okay.
Yes. And it's a brand new website, so I'm still somewhat updating it, but it's functioning well.
That's very exciting. Sometimes just getting the website up is the hardest part.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So as far as what's going on at the gallery, tell me, there's something that's coming up really soon that we want to talk about and make sure that people know about and have all the information for.
Yes. Excuse me. We have a new show that's just opened. It's the Terry Ritter, me, and Sandy Miller. And it's an exhibit of a wide variety. Sandy has drawings. They're just magnificent. And she was telling me that they're drawings that she's been doing for years and has never shown anywhere.
Oh, wow.
And decided that she would do this. Most people know Sandy as a ceramic artist, but she also makes polymer clay jewelry. And she started painting again. And she has some beautiful paintings in there.
It's so interesting how artists have so many different, it's rare that an artist will just go, well, I'm just watercolor. Oh, I'm just, you know, there's yeah. always opportunities to explore.
Well, and that's what happened to me. I started exploring mm-hmm. and got me to the fluid art. So my paintings that I have, most of them are large. I don't think I have anything. Well, I do have some 8x10s, but most of them are, say, 20x30s.
Okay.
And it's acrylic pour, mm. which some people know what it is. They watch it on YouTube and they're like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
And I've learned it's a science. It's taken me a long time to learn how to control it and do what I want with it. But
it's your art. It's very textured, very thick.
No.
Okay. Talk to me about acrylic pouring.
Acrylic pouring is, it's fluid. Okay. It's your paint. Your acrylics are mixed with a flow medium. And there's a whole bunch of different mediums you can buy. And then each artist, as you develop your style, develops your own mixture that you want.
Okay.
And your consistency of paints determines the technique that you're going to use. There's all kinds of techniques you can use.
Okay.
If it's too thick, I can't do this technique. If it's too thin, I can't do that. I got a commission. We started talking about it a year ago to do. Oh, and what you do is you mix this and you layer paints, and here comes the science, because each paint manufacturer reacts with the other manufacturers differently. Then, of course, you have to bring in your color wheel, because if I don't want a lot of green, then don't put yellow and blue together, mm-hmm. you know. And mm-hmm. so you have to plan out what you want, how you're going to layer your paints, and then you pour it on the canvas.
How did you learn about this technique? I
got into alcohol inks, which is another method, and I saw a YouTube, and I started watching it, and I thought, I want to learn that. Mm. So I started taking online classes.
Okay.
And now I teach it. But after you've poured it on there, you tilt your canvases to move your paint around to where you want it. Or you might finger paint.
Yeah.
You know, but you want to have a preconceived idea of what you're doing. It doesn't always turn out like what you think.
Right, But you kind of have a plan before you start.
I have
starting.
A plan, yeah. And sometimes I'll walk away and go, my husband goes, it's gorgeous. There's one hanging in the gallery that's not one of my, I finished it. I'm like, ugh. And everybody's going, this is the best I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, okay.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're going to be back in just a moment with Terry Ritter to hear more about her art and all of the fun things happening at Cookville Art Studio and Gallery. You are listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we're here talking with Terry Ritter. Terry, you have some amazing techniques that you're working on, and I'm super interested in hearing more about fluid art. Can people take classes in this particular type of work?
Yes. I do a workshop, usually once a month. I'm going to do one November 19th. And I say once a month because it's a 3.5-hour class. Okay. So it's not something that you can do weekly.
Sure.
And they go home with two canvases
that
they can hang on their walls or in their office.
That is fun. Okay, so and how would people sign up for this if they're just not listening?
They would call Cookville Art, 931-526-2424, or come in and sign up. I usually do a Facebook event, and they can, you know, message me there or message the Art Center.
Okay.
So, and the classes sizes are limited. I want to be able to work with each individual.
Sure.
And not have it so big that it's like, because the studio is big. Right. I mean, I could put 40, 50 students in there. We've had luncheons in there for 50 people.
That is amazing. Yeah. And most people do not know that this studio, no, I shouldn't say most people, but you all have been there for, you said, 67 years.
Since 1978.
Since 1978. And the location that you're in right now, you've been there for the whole
since
time?
1978.
The whole time.
Yeah.
And I'm just amazed that there's a whole number of people in Cookville that don't even realize that you all exist. And there's so many wonderful opportunities that are happening there for ages 6 to 106.
Right. We have, I think our oldest member right now is 92.
That is amazing.
And she's still in there all the time working.
What a gift. And so you were located on Walnut Avenue.
186 South Walnut Avenue, Suite A.
Suite A. And just on the other side is the
Senior Center.
Senior Center.
So when you turn into the drive, you'll see the front side of the Senior Center. On the back side of the building is us. We have the parking lot and face Walnut Park.
Okay. Oh, it's beautiful back there.
It is.
Do you have outdoor classes?
We do. Sometimes they go down into the park and paint. I want to do in this next spring a plein air.
Oh, yes.
And have our artists go all out to Dogwood Park and downtown and stuff.
That. Have you heard about the plein air happening in Livingston?
Yes,
that's
yes.
Very exciting.
We have quite a few artists that have gone up there for the weekend.
Yeah, that's something that I didn't know anything about until they came on the show and talked about it. It's very exciting.
Yeah, everybody was asking, well, Terry, aren't you going to do it? I said, first of all, when I pour, it's got to sit for days.
Right.
I can't paint it and then go, oh, hi. There goes all the paint off
here
the canvas.
Yeah. So tell me again about the event that's coming up here. There's a show, and it's you and it's
Sandy Miller. Skip Ritter.
And then Skip Ritter is your husband?
Is my husband. He's a wood turner.
Okay.
And so we have some wood pieces and some resin pieces. He had back surgery and couldn't do any turning. Oh. So he started experimenting, making things with resin.
Stay away from the art.
Oh, no. You know, got to tie that guy down.
So two artists. How long have you been married?
39 years.
How did you meet?
We met at church in Schaumburg, Illinois.
And then from there to Cookville, how did that happen?
Well, business-wise, we moved to San Diego. Okay. And then he left the business world and went into full-time ministry as a pastor. And God has just moved us around the country. Mm. And our last station of ministry was for Sarasota County Sheriff's Department. He was the chaplain, and we ran all the programs in a jail that had 1,100 inmates.
Oh, my Lord.
And then we just decided, after being on call 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, for 12 years, we were tired.
God granted you a break.
He did. And we moved up here. And we have loved it. We moved up here in 2007.
That is wonderful. Do you think that you inspire each other or get in each other's way creatively?
I think we inspire each other. He often, you know, people will ask him, well, what, because he goes out and gets a log. Mm-hmm. I mean, he doesn't start with a nice.
Just a log.
A tree that's gone down. It has to dry. And that piece of wood is going to get turned into a beautiful platter or bowl or something. And people say, do you know what you're going to do? And he says, the wood has to talk to me.
Oh, I love that.
And sometimes he can be 2/3 of the way through it and the wood shatters because there's a fault line in it. So we kind of encourage each other not to get depressed. Or I'll come down upstairs from my studio and he says, how'd it go? Well, okay. You know, and he'll go down and say, I love it. Or he'll simply say, somebody's going to love it.
That's encouraging. Well, it's been wonderful having you on the show today. We're out of time, but I hope that people take advantage of the many opportunities that are happening at Cookeville Art Studio and Gallery and coming to see the show that's happening right now.
It'll be open all month.
Very exciting. And tell me the dates and tell me one more time how people can find out more information.
The dates for this show are from today through November 2nd. We are open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4. We're at 186 South Walnut Avenue, Suite A. Our phone number is 931-526-2424. And we have our website at cookvilleart.com.
Terry, have you done this before? You're a professional.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.